listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, community radio here in the townships. And we have a special treat for our listeners this afternoon. We have in the booth Kiki and Christopher, and they are from the show coming up tonight at Centennial Theater, 17 Hippies. So welcome, Kiki and Christopher.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you in the booth. Now, the 17 Hippies, how many are in the group?
Actually, there are 13 people on stage.
13 people on stage, okay.
And we have our own sound guy coming along with us.
Okay, great. Now, you're based in Berlin, is that correct?
Yes, we're actually based, and we actually all live in Berlin.
Okay, and this is quite something for Centennial Theater. Is this one of your main stops here in North America?
It's actually our only stop in Canada.
Are your only stop in Canada?
Yeah, we just flew in last night, coming from Chicago.
Okay.
And then before that was Kansas City and New Mexico and Madison, Wisconsin, and places we played in the Midwest.
Okay, interesting. So this is quite a treat then, especially for the area here in the townships.
Yeah, it's great to come back here because last year we played in Montreal.
Okay.
And so this is our first time in Sherbrooke, and we're very happy to be here.
Oh, we're very happy to have you. That's excellent. Okay. Now, a lot of different genres of music mixed in with your style, making it unique. Would you like to talk a bit about that?
Sure.
The music we do is, in a way, it's like ask what we actually do. I think it's kind of dance music, like it's a folk, it's an alive folk music, very European, very from Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know, like, Berlin's like in the middle of Europe.
Okay.
Like, mm-hmm. geographically.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, like, it's as far to Moscow as it is, say, to the south of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the middle and being the way Berlin actually functions, we have a lot of people coming in from Eastern Europe. We have a strong Turkish minority living there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, like, a lot of people from France and especially Spain coming to live in Berlin because Berlin's actually quite cheap, or comparatively cheap, mm-hmm. place to live. And you can find places to live, and you can find places to rehearse and do stuff. So a lot of artists around Europe who are finding it more and more difficult to, say, work in London or in Madrid or Paris are flocking to Berlin. So we mm-hmm. have all this music and this style. And if I walk from the place I live in to where we rehearse, you'll typically hear like American music, and you'll hear French music, and you'll hear a Polish accordion player on the street, and I'll walk by a kebab stand and you'll hear like the Turkish kind of music. So it's like, what we do is basically we travel, we listen, we pick up all this stuff, and mm-hmm. we play it in our way. And
okay.
that's sort of like this, well, you could call it the sound of Berlin.
Okay, so you have a very unique type of music then, with all these cultures and different types of music mixed in.
It seems to be. We're finding out, yes.
Okay.
And I think it changed a lot because Berlin, after the fall of the wall, it was a very rock city in the western part of
mm-hmm.
Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So rock, punk, pop. And so we started with the kind of acoustic music.
Mm-hmm.
And this was pretty new for us,
mm-hmm.
and I think pretty new for Berlin, because the people were not used to this kind of music. So we had a lot of classical, jazz, rock, pop, punk, but
mm-hmm.
this kind of acoustic music, this was, so when we started, it was pretty new for our town.
Okay. So have you found that your style has kind of gone through an evolution, or?
Oh, yes. Every time mm-hmm. we go and travel a new place and meet new people and listen to new
mm-hmm.
stuff, it changes all the time. About 10 days ago, we played with a dhol drummer, which is like a North Indian sacred drum.
Okay.
A guy from London, Johnny Calsey, and we mm-hmm. invited him to Berlin, and we played together.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, changes a lot what you do. Or a few years ago, we played with Mark Ribot. Tom Waits is an Elvis Costello's guitarist, because
mm-hmm.
we just liked his style, and we invited him, we played together, and we actually recorded an album together. And that, of course, changes your music. Or in April of this year, we went to Algeria and played with a band from the Southern Sahara.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even working around that kind of diversity of music just changes the way you do things and the way you see things. And, of course, if you're here and you drive from one place in South like in New Mexico to the next town, mm-hmm. which takes you like 7 hours okay. to go there. And it's all nothing, you know, it's all this sort of like open space and the time and the air, everything mm-hmm. changes. Of mm-hmm. course, it has to.
Okay, so that's very interesting. It's constantly evolving then, which makes your music even more interesting, the show even more interesting.
Well, it makes it even interesting for us, because mm-hmm. if it were to stay the same all the time, I think we would get bored after right. a certain amount. And a certain amount of our music is actually improvised, so we actually make it up every evening, mm-hmm. and the audience is part of it.
Okay.
And the energy of the audience. So if you're out there and if you're listening and if mm-hmm. you are coming, do come and be part of it. You'll see.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, you're going to be singing in three different languages, German, English, and French. So that's interesting, too. So the two of you, do you speak the three different languages? Or?
So I speak French.
Okay.
So, and my French is much better than my English. But when we started, I think we first made one composition with the French lyrics, then English, and then German. And I think that, so singing in German, it's quite common today mm-hmm. in Germany, but 20 years ago, it was much more complicated in a way.
Okay.
Because I think the German identity was different.
Mm-hmm.
And so playing acoustic music, playing traditional music, so traditional music from Germany, we don't have any, so after the war, we don't have any roots in there anymore. So we try to pick up other influences, and now we're trying to find back and a kind of identity mm-hmm. in our traditional music with German lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So, and on the other way, singing in different languages makes it much more open than singing only in German.
Okay, interesting.
And accessible, too.
It yeah. is accessible, okay, and certainly no excuse for anybody to miss the concert around here. Now, 17 Hippies, how did you think up the name for this?
That's like, it's an easy question. It's very difficult to answer because mm-hmm. we basically never actually founded the band. It just kind of happened. And 15 okay. years ago, what happened mm-hmm. was that after the wall came down in Berlin, a lot of, like this group of people started learning all these new melodies and rhythms and stuff that were coming in from Eastern Europe, and it was like totally fascinating. And then we had like East German sitting in, which is, although they spoke German or speak German, is mm-hmm. it like totally different attitude towards mm-hmm. stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were having these like meeting every Tuesday night and playing,
mm-hmm.
and people would come sit in, and so every Tuesday we would have like a different set of people playing.
Mm-hmm.
We had a core of a few people, but then again, like one Tuesday we would be 12, and the next Tuesday we would be 4, and the next Tuesday we would be 35,
mm-hmm.
and so, and it didn't have a name. And mm-hmm. then at the same time in Berlin back then, you would call a person a little bit older than yourself trying to do something but not getting it quite right,
mm-hmm.
you would call that kind of person a hippie.
Okay.
So people started calling mm-hmm. us the hippies because we mm-hmm. were like trying, we were fiddling around with mm-hmm. melodies. And so mm-hmm. there were the 9 hippies tonight, and there are 32 hippies the next night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just sort of like, actually it evolved into a band,
mm-hmm.
and it became a band, but it took a while, and it settled for the 17 for some awkward reason.
Maybe an average.
It's not even an average. I think it's 17 is actually a mythical
mm-hmm.
number in a way. So mm-hmm. it just popped up, happened. Someone wrote it in a press, hey, last night the show 17 Hippies played. And it just stayed that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't choose a name like this. It's given to you.
Okay, interesting. Okay, now you all have a lot of experience. Did you, most people in the band, did they start off solo?
Start off solo?
Yes. Did you start playing yourself and then later on you joined the group? No?
Like Kiki comes from a classical music background. Like mm-hmm. she was taught piano and singing mm-hmm. when she was 6. And we have like a cello player who studied it, and we have a trombone player who studied jazz trombone play in East Germany.
Okay.
And so they play, they're ensemble musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And most of ours, actually, I think we only have one guy who does this, who comes from a solo background.
Okay.
But everybody else was like different rock, pop, jazz, classical ensembles.
Okay.
And then it just sort of like evolved and turned into what we are now.
Mm-hmm. And the group together has been together for about 12 years now, I
15.
Understand? 15 mm-hmm. years. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Great. Now, do you have a website?
www.17hippies.com. And okay. The 17 is 1/7. So in France, they call it 17 hippies, and in Germany, they call it 17 hippies, and in Japan, they call it Junana hippies. So
okay, interesting.
Any which way.
Okay. Now, do you have some albums out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A recent one is Heimlich, which is mm-hmm. a German name, first mm-hmm. German name for an album, which is Heimlich. And the easiest way to get it here, I think, is through iTunes.
Okay, through iTunes.
That's
okay.
Probably, or Amazon maybe. We're not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's we have distribution through our French label.
Okay.
That goes into the whole of North America.
Mm-hmm.
But it's we're finding out now how available.
Okay.
But the easiest bet is to go through iTunes.
iTunes, okay. And will you have some CDs available tonight?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. So it's a great time to go and see the concert tonight and also pick up a CD. Great. Now, let's see. There's going to be several different instruments all together. Let's talk a little bit about the instruments that will be in the show tonight.
Okay, we've got two accordions, one guitar, one banjo, one double bass,
mm-hmm.
two violins, one violoncello, one trumpet, one trombone, two clarinets, and three singers. And I think this is almost...
That's about it.
Ukulele. Christopher's
okay.
playing ukulele. And
Pizuki. As you've noticed, no drums.
No drums, okay. And
no percussion.
Woodwinds, too?
Clarinets, okay. Two clarinets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And one clarinet player that plays tenor saxophone. So we play a huge variety of
And an Irish bazooka, is that correct?
I play Irish bazooki, too,
okay.
Yes.
Great. I've never heard of that instrument.
The Irish bouzouki?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a history of it?
Sure. Oh, just a short history, I guess.
If you look at like old Greek movies and like Alexisorbas and stuff, you see mm-hmm. this sort of like bell-bottomed, like guitar-like looking instrument with a long neck, which is like the original Greek bouzouki.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 30s and 40s, an Irish singer actually picked it up and liked it, brought it back to Ireland, and mm-hmm. They gave it like this guitar flat back,
mm-hmm.
the way like an acoustic guitar is,
okay.
so that you can actually play it standing up, because like the Greek thing, you sit when
mm-hmm.
you play,
mm-hmm.
and it became part of Irish music.
Okay.
And so there's an Irish, and I actually the first time I actually saw it and liked it was watching the Pogues play from London, this band who play a mix of rock and roll and Irish music, and mm-hmm. I saw them on the stage in Berlin.
Okay.
And I just loved the sound, so I said, what's this? It's an Irish bouzouki. So I went out and bought one.
Okay, interesting. Great. So again, that's on tonight, 17 Hippies at Centennial Theater. And the number for Centennial Theater, 819-822-9692. Now, is there anything... It sounds really, really
It's actually
exciting.
Danceable music. So okay. actually, we're finding here in the States, we're playing like college and university mm-hmm. towns occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in theaters and it's all seated.
Mm-hmm.
And... But so if you are coming and if you find a seat and you sit down, you are very free to get up and boogie if you feel like it.
Oh, that sounds really fun, a really big mood lifter there. A great show for the kickoff of Centennial Theater. Thank you very much, Kiki and Christopher.
Thank you.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, and good luck with the show and with all your music. We'll be watching you in the future.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Bye.